Learning to teach JavaScript in the strangest of ways. I'm searching for a way to teach JavaScript in the age of AI, an age where there is less initial emphasis on mastering code and syntax. Teaching programming correctly changes lives, and yet it is not something that has been done very well. I usually send everyone to video and text tutorials, and hear P5JS and Node-RED, but those are far from good starting points. My visual programming language requires some initial testing work, so adding in a series of tools to play with code is a useful detour for me. Even so, I wasn't going to write this text, but I randomly stumbled upon Incredible Machine recently. I've been mindful of the game for many years, if not decades. It's an ancient pixel art game about making Rube Goldberg machines. When the notion is brought to JavaScript visual programming, creating a rewarding or at least interesting learning environment becomes a rather considerable possibility. Now, rather than scaring Pokey the cat by popping red balloons, a visual programming game can be made about real technologies and can result in real applications. Web extensions that transform or combine websites in useful ways. And of course, AI automation, where multiple AI can be joined together to solve specific problems that large applications just can't reach because they're coded for more general purpose tasks. Furthermore, hacking challenges double the fun. Here, the UI components and the target are both an entertaining game. And the resulting application is mastery over top security issues. That's quite a precious thing to come away with from a game. Today, orchestrating interesting code games requires a setup that is simply too much for a novice programmer. But a merger of a Rube Goldberg machine and visual programming creates a fun and easy on-ramp and a place to put the code in. With an AI assistant everywhere or a local Olama installation, there isn't much here to stop a curious person from learning. Now, to give some solid examples, Erlang's OTP supervisor work queue combo is not friendly at all and is way too much for a novice, even when done in JavaScript. But when presented on the screen as a visual program, oh boy, it's just two boxes. It is shamefully trivial and very easy to understand. It requires no explanation. Building user interface is also possible by using templates, as they soak up all the nested concerns and just expose zones that accept arrays or lists. Beyond that, Access, FileMaker, Active Record, and ORM are all somewhat scary in code, but just a few boxes and lines in a visual programming language. A novice programmer, barely used to the syntax, can easily begin visualizing really complex concepts and even using them to create new things under the visual programming language. We briefly want to note here that visual programming is not just about flow control, but it can also map business workflows, actually put a virtual player on the screen. With AI automating things and guiding the user, there may be a way to replace game scores with actual money-making. The student would be conducting a small AI orchestra, something made possible by visual programming, decreasing complexity. AI-based automation need not create slop when done correctly. Here, a good example would be a workout program. Fresh music at just a precise speed and duration that the users need to increase their endurance. There must be countless such little ideas leading to stable side projects and completing the game.